Hello and welcome to Your Financial Journey with Whitaker Myers Wealth Managers, where we will guide you to take control of your finances and give you financial peace. I'm Tim Hilterman, a certified financial planner and chief financial planning officer here at Whitaker Myers. Once again, political divisions in Washington have led to a funding standoff. Congress failed to pass a new budget by September 30th, and without an agreement, the federal government officially began shutting down on October 1st. If you've been watching the headlines, it's easy to feel uneasy about the words government shutdown. But today I want to help you see the full picture. What really stops, what keeps moving, and how the markets and your portfolio tend to behave through all this noise. By the end of the video, you'll know what a shutdown actually means in practical terms, how it affects the economy in short term, and why markets often brush it off faster than you might think. Let's dive in. So what happens during a government shutdown? The shutdown began because Congress didn't pass either a full year funding bill or a continuing resolution. That's the stopgap measure that keeps agencies funded temporarily. The House did pass a 7-week extension through November 21st, but the Senate hit resistance over new health care cuts tied to the administration's summer tax bill. And without an agreement, large parts of the federal government ran out of funding. That means non-essential federal operations have paused, and millions of federal workers are furloughed. Essentially, they're told not to come to work, and they're not getting paid right now. Now, let's clarify something that causes confusion. The government still pays its debt obligations. Treasury interest payments continue. So this does not impact the creditworthiness of the U.S. government. And Social Security checks still go out. And essential services like the military, aircraft control, and border security continue. However, workers in many agencies, think the National Park Service, small business support programs, economic data offices, are temporarily out of action. And contractors, unlike federal employees, do not receive back pay, which can ripple into the private sector. And in a new twist this time around, the White House Budget Office has told agencies to prepare for possible permanent eliminations in certain programs. So how does this affect the economy? Now, government shutdowns are not new. In fact, since 1976, we've had 20 shutdowns lasting at least a day. And the most recent one in 2018 lasted 35 days, the longest in U.S. history. So history gives us a good roadmap. Now, typically, shutdowns do cause a slowdown in economic activity, but it's temporary. The economy doesn't crash, but it pauses. The Congressional Budget Office estimates that during the 2018 shutdown, the economy did lose about 0.4% of GDP in that quarter. But much of that was recovered the next quarter when spending resumed. That's because a shutdown delays spending. It doesn't destroy it. And when federal employees get their back pay and agencies reopen, that money flows right back into the economy. Think of it like a traffic jam on the highway. It slows everyone down, but once the lanes are clear, the cars start moving again. Each week of a shutdown may trim the GDP growth by roughly 0.1% to 0.2%. But in the context of a $30 trillion U.S. economy, those are just ripples, not tidal waves. But the overall economy has proven resilient in the face of these disruptions time and again. Now let's get to what most of you really care about, the markets. But before I get to that, I'm going to ask a quick favor. Please hit that like button. YouTube has told us it makes a huge difference in connecting to more people with our content. And let me remind you that we host monthly webinars. To sign up for our next webinar, Behavioral Finance, How Emotions Sacrifice Wealth, go to whitakerwealth.com/webinars. Okay, let's look at the numbers. Historically, the S&P 500 has been flat to positive during shutdown periods. About half the time, markets actually rose during the closure, and in most cases, they were higher 3 and 6 months later. Why? Because shutdowns don't change the fundamentals, which are earnings, growth, and interest rates. Those are what drive stock prices over time. We're seeing that play out right now. Despite the shutdown, the S&P 500, NASDAQ, and Dow have all hit new record highs. Investors are more focused on strong corporate profits, cooling inflation, and the Federal Reserve's recent rate cuts. In fact, the Fed just restarted its easing cycle, which means interest rates are expected to trend lower, which is a tailwind for both stocks and bonds. And the irony? Even with the government on pause, markets are pressing higher, fueled by big stories like the boom in AI. Companies like Microsoft and Meta are investing billions in new data centers, pushing AI stocks and tech indexes upward. So the takeaway? Shutdowns might cause short-term volatility, but the long-term market trend depends far more on economic fundamentals and Fed policy than short-term political drama. So here's the bottom line. Shutdowns create noise, not lasting damage. Every time one happens, the media cycle fills with anxiety. Is this one that breaks the economy? Will this finally cause the market to crash? And every time, history reminds us that markets move on. Shutdowns are part of a messy democratic process. They're not debt defaults. They don't rewrite the rules of capitalism. They're temporary political speed bumps. And for investors, the smart response is often the simplest one: stay invested. This is when a well-diversified portfolio and a long-term financial plan really prove their worth. And as your advisor, I want to remind you, volatility is part of the journey, but discipline is what gets you to your destination. So what can you do right now? Well, here's three quick takeaways. Don't react emotionally. Markets have a short-term memory when it comes to shutdowns. Use volatility as an opportunity. If we do see short-term dips, rebalancing or adding to quality positions can help long-term returns. And stay focused on your plan. Whether it's retirement, charitable giving, or wealth transfer, these goals don't change with the headlines. And if you'd like a personalized review of your financial plan, especially how your portfolio is positioned for times like this, please reach out to us and connect with your financial advisor. Remember, the headlines change, but sound financial principles do not. Again, if you found this video helpful, please hit that like button. Subscribe to our channel to make sure you get our latest content. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. Lord willing, I'll catch you next time.